Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Ideas on how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in too long.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Dr. Bill Dunkelberg back on the show. 18-year member of our Brain Trust. He is the chief economist for the Small Business, for the National Federation of Independent Business, which is NFIB, which, and his product, his big, very important gold standard product is the NFIB Index of Small Business Optimism, which is the report that we talk about here every month. And he's been joining us now every month since the year 2000, and he's our good friend. Bill, welcome back.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.
Good to have you back. One of the most highly regarded economists, ladies and gentlemen, in the galaxy, Bill Dunkelberg. Hey, Bill.
Maybe.
No. That's a fact. Well, I know that. I have that on excellent authority. Hey, Bill. We've had floods. We've had hurricanes that then turned into floods, which I've never seen before. I've never seen that happen before. I'm not sure anybody else has. But a hurricane that turned into a flood, that created a flood, then we had another hurricane, then we had another hurricane, then we had earthquakes, then we had fires, and this is in our region, our part of the world here. Is this the sign of the apocalypse?
Yeah, there you go. The world is coming to an end.
Well, it seems like it sort of seems like that. There's, of course, all my greeny friends are saying, you know, whatever happens, it's always climate change, right?
Right. It's always global warming.
That earthquake, that's caused by climate change, no question about it.
Yeah.
So that had an impact to some degree on the September index, didn't it?
Oh yeah, it certainly did. The index lost a couple of points, and it really, the decline really, it was in components that kind of reflect concern about growth over the next, 3 months in the fourth quarter, knowing that we were going to slow down a lot. The hurricane will cost us $200 billion. There's just a huge amount of, we lost a lot of assets. As you point out, the real issue with a hurricane is the water, not the wind.
Right. Although, as we've seen, like in the islands, I'd never seen devastation from wind.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Like we saw in the islands. I mean, it looked like tornadoes came through there, didn't it?
Yeah, and of course, with the hurricanes come a lot of tornadoes. You can have 10 or 15 of those tornado clouds formed around as the storm swirls around its core. So,
but even though those hurricanes did, the later ones did a lot of damage in the islands. Puerto Rico, they're part of us. They're America.
Yeah.
And so we're going to be responsible for helping them out, and then we got the other folks down there. You know we're going to be part of that. This is It's tough right now. However, you point out that in the recovery phase, there should be a bump in the economy.
Yeah, there will. We'll notice it because there's a lot of work to be done, cleaning up and rebuilding. So we're going to be buying a lot more cars that we didn't plan on buying, because we lost, tens of thousands of those, and so many houses are done. They're not livable. And
a lot of tuba fours and a lot of sheetrock.
Exactly. There's
already a lot of furniture.
Already a lumber shortage in Texas.
And, right.
Yeah. So and also people. I mean, we've got this very tight labor market. We've been documenting for a long time now, where over 30% of our owners say they have a job opening they can't fill. And then you go to construction, it's 50 to 60% they have jobs.
They're not replacing their people, are they?
Yeah. So how will we get the rebuilding?
I've got someone right now in my life who's about to build a house, and I was telling them, you know what? I said, you need to expect it to cost you more than you thought. you need to expect it to take longer than you thought. And they said, well, I have a contract. I said, it doesn't matter. Your contractor is going to be up against these things.
Yeah, it's true. I would certainly think about that if I were getting ready to build. You can't get a worker to come to your house to fix, do any construction work.
It's going to get harder and harder because the people who can do that, they're going to go down. A lot of them, a lot of those craftsmen have no problem migrating.
Exactly.
And they'll go down there making big money.
Get the wages.
Make big money, and then they'll come back in a couple of years, and want to build your house. But for the next, I'm going to say for the next 2 years, in my estimation, we're going to have this kind of an issue minimum. Mostly because of Texas. What do you think?
I agree. I think you're exactly right. I mean, Florida's got a lot of water damage, and it's the length of the state.
Yep. So we got about a 2.3% down, but folks, it's still well above the NFIB index. Is well above the historical index.
Yeah.
2017 is still doing better, and it's starting to land on.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.